pay attention to plants that add summer fragrance to the garden. We're adding another dimension to our summer enjoyment next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
So many colorful plants are visually stunning, but miss the fragrance. Alex Grover, with Utah Gardeners, adds another dimension to the yard.
One of the things I do at the nursery is I pay attention to not just what's blooming visually, but I pay attention to what the smells are. Now this year, we had a surplus golden currants, which is a native plant to Utah. Just had way too many of them from last year. Mostly because some guy ordered them and then decided he didn't want them. And the sales manager and I just went out, and we just had people smell them. They said, hey, this is a great plant. Here, have a smell. Okay, let's go look at more plants. And I would say 50% of the time or more, maybe even a lot more, people would come back and say, I want this plant. We're going to buy this plant. So they smelled it. And that's the kind of powerful effect the smell has on us. And we don't design our garden for it other than to have maybe a rose or, you know, if you're down in the south, maybe a jasmine or gardenia. But I have found that when I'm doing stuff, I am constantly looking for, okay, let's not just go for the look of the flowers. Let's go for the scent. And so I fill my garden with, I haven't got a golden currant yet, but I'll have one by next year. Dianthus is a great smelling plant. A number of the viburnums are good smelling. It's kind of hit and miss on those, but there's always the one that smells good in any nursery. I like stuff that I brush against. This last week ago, or maybe a week and a half ago, I bought a second lemon thyme, since you brought that up, because I love the smell. I use it in cooking, but I also love to just go out there.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.